President, the Indian delegation congratulates you on your election as the president of the 12th Conference of the High Contracting Parties to Protocol 5 to the CCW on Explosive Remnants of War. We assure you of the full support of our delegation. India remains fully committed to the CCW and the humanitarian principles enshrined therein. India has ratified all 5 protocols of the Convention as well as amended Article 1. We attach special importance to Protocol 5 of the CCW on explosive remnants of war. India held the presidency of the CCW in 2002-03 when Protocol 5 was negotiated and was among the first 20 countries which ratified Protocol 5 that led to its entry into force. India was also privileged to be the president of the third conference of Protocol 5 in 2009. We have also coordinated the work on Article 4, General Electronic Template, and National Reporting. Timely implementation of obligations under Protocol 5, including submission of national reports, is of high significance. The measures taken by India to implement its obligations under Protocol 5 have been detailed in our national annual reports. India has institutionalized mechanisms for effective implementation of the protocol. Madam President, the revised General Electronic Template of Article 4 of the protocol has been adopted and implemented by India. All technical aspects concerning safety and protection of explosive ordnance against occurrence of ERW are ensured prior to indenting as per general preventive measures of technical annexure of Protocol 5. The issue of victim assistance remains one of continuing importance, and we have noted that guidance on its reporting is to be included as part of national reports. India attaches importance to cooperation and assistance in the implementation of Protocol 5 and has provided such assistance upon request and is prepared to consider additional requests in the future. India co-chaired an expert working group on humanitarian mine action along with Vietnam under the aegis of the ASEAN Defense Ministers Meeting Plus and hosted a joint field training exercise on humanitarian mine action and UN peacekeeping operations in March 2016. India has been holding a year-long series of artificial limb fitment camps in a number of different countries spanning the globe. The first camp took place in Malawi in end October in 2018, and to date, we have held more than 50 on-the-spot artificial limb and caliper fitment camps in 26 countries in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. We have established associate centers in Pakistan and the Philippines and have set up a joint venture in Colombia. Two of our centers in Karachi and Islamabad have fitted over 10,000 limbs in Pakistan till date. We have also helped set up independent prosthetic fitment centers in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. I would also like to highlight that India, along with 20 African countries, comprising more than 200 participants, participated in EXAF Index on aspects of humanitarian mine assistance and counter-IED in March in 2019. Madam President, we believe that universalization of protocol should continue to be a priority. This would make a real difference on the ground in addressing the humanitarian impact of explosive remnants of war. We welcome Benin as the newest member of our family. In conclusion, we hope that this conference would contribute towards the efforts being made in Protocol 5 universalization and strengthening its implementation. I thank you, Madam President.
I thank